Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I really hope you're enjoying your Monday, the start of the week, a fresh week. And I thought, with it being the start of our Bell assessment starting today, I thought I'd speak about our black belt grading a little bit, because I think it's all fair and well knowing the belt ordering, knowing about the belt assessment, but when it gets up to black belt, things, they change a lot. And I think a lot of you guys might not actually know what you need to do to receive a martial arts for you black belt. So I'm going to explain that to you now. So when you get up to your brown belt, so we call them the senior belts. So we've got the first few belts, which is red, white, red, yellow, orange, green, blue, purple. And then you start moving into the senior grades, which is brown, brown, black, red, black. And then you've got the black belt. Now, for our black belt test, you start with a run. So we do a run, which is about 20 minutes. You need to do it in 20 minutes. I think it's about 2.5 miles in 20 minutes. Now, once you've done that, we then go straight into a very, very intense warm-up. It's normally a circuit, and that normally takes up to 30 to 40 minutes. We've been doing 5 1-minute rounds, and we do that 5 times. Now, depending on who's taking the grading, I've seen lots of different ways of being taken. You've got some instructors that will work all one body part. So like one of the circuits might be press ups, and then you've got you've got walkouts on the other one, you've got burpees on the next. It's kind of all working the arms. And then the next circuit might all be abs. So it might be plank, leg raises, sit-ups. Also with the other guys, they like to mix it up, so they'll be working different body parts. Either way, it's very, very hard, very, very tough. It's high intensity, and it's really the start of the test. It's where we expect you to be really pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. So like I said, we do this run, and then we do our very, very intense warm-up too. Now, after the warm-up, we then do 10 two-minute rounds on pads. Now, you need to be working at your absolute maximum with this. The pad person, so the person that's holding pads for the person, is completely in charge of how hard their partner works. So if the pad person gives the person that they're working with an easy round, then they'll be made to do that round again. So we really expect it to be lots of movement, strong techniques, keeping that guard nice and tight, and really just showing the skills and techniques that they have for them 10 two-minute rounds. So after the 10 two-minute rounds, we then move on to bag work. So we do 10 two-minute rounds on the bags too. Now, when I've watched many, many of these tests be done, and like when I did my black belt, I was always worried about the pad work, whereas it seems to be the bag work that I personally find a lot harder. Now, anyone that's listening in that's done a black belt test, you might disagree with me. Please let me know if you did find that the pad work was more difficult. But I think the thing with the bag work is it's more independent. You need to push yourself for 20 minutes on that bag. Now, it's 10 two-minute rounds, so you're doing it in two-minute rounds, but still, it's a very, very long time to be kind of independently pushing yourself. But that's what martial arts is about. There's not always going to be somebody there next to you pushing you. You need to have that discipline to be able to keep going yourself. So we've got the run, we've got our warm-up, we've got our 10 two-minute rounds of pad work, we've got our 10 two-minute round of bag work, and then we start moving into the sparring. So with the sparring, we do the same again. We do 10 two-minute rounds. All the opponents are kind of picked out for you, so you don't get an easy round. You can try go with children if you're an adult to try and get an easy round, but you'll soon be told not to do that and that you need to be going with people that are going to push you. And to be honest, you wouldn't want it any other way. Now, I remember when I was in my black belt test, I was doing it, and it was the hardest thing that I've ever, ever done. I pushed my body to its physical boundaries, literally to the boundaries of where I was going to break. But the hardest part was the mental aspect. It's all about mental toughness, because what you'll find is that your mind will quit a lot quicker than what your body will. Your body is capable of a lot more than what your mind thinks it is. So then 2-minute rounds, you need to be pushing yourself with the sparring. What I try to do is I try to move a lot. more you move, less harder it is for someone to punch you or get you. So I made sure that I was on my toes a lot. And then it's kind of like the big finale. We've then got our 4-on-1. Now, the 4-on-1 is one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do, along with everything else in the black belt test. Now, 4-on-1 is where you basically fight four people at the same time. Now, you've obviously already done all the rest of the test, which is about 3 to 4 hours long. So at this point, you're absolutely knackered. You're tired. You don't know if you can keep going. There's blood, there's sweat, there's tears. Maybe not all three, but maybe we've had sick too, which is awful, but it happens when you're pushing yourself to your limit. And what happens with the 4-on-1 is that the first 30 seconds you fight one person, then there's the next 30 seconds another person comes in, so you're fighting two people. Then the next 30 seconds, the third person comes in. And then for the last 30 seconds, you are fighting four people at once. Now, that biggest thing you need to remember when doing 4-on-1 is to move and stay on your feet. Now, the reason why Craig, and I will double check with Craig, but this is what I remember him telling me, is that it's a mental test. And if you were ever to be beaten up or attacked outside of the school, outside of martial arts, it would most likely be by multiple people. If you can survive and stay on your feet and be able to run away from these four people, because we'd never recommend any of our students that if you had four people trying to fight you outside of the gym, that you would not try fight them back. You want to get on your feet and you want to get out of that situation as quickly as you can. But this is why Mr. Long, and I'm guessing Mr. Long got this from Mr. Lynch, which was his instructor, and he probably will correct me if that's wrong, but that 4-on-1 really is that mental toughness. It really pushes your body to its limits, and your mental, in your mind, it pushes your mind to the limits too. So that's our black belt test. That's what you guys would need to do to receive one of our martial arts for you black belts. It is one of the hardest things that anybody ever does, but you wouldn't want it any other way. No way would you want to receive a black belt and not have to go through a 4 to 5 hour test to get to the end of it. So let's just quickly recap. So we've got our run right at the beginning, which you need to do in under 20 minutes. We've then got our warm-up, which is a circuit. I don't know why it's called a warm-up. It should probably just be called a killer circuit session, because that's basically what it is. We then go into 10 two-minute rounds of pad work. You get given the combinations for the pad work. So in between each round, Craig will say, let's say, jab, lead, hook, kick, jab, lead, rounds, kick, jab, lead, side kick. Then you do that combination for 2 minutes. We then move into the bag work, which is 10 two-minute rounds again. We then go into the sparring, which is 10 two-minute rounds, and then we finish with that 4-on-1. If you're interested in maybe coming and having a little look at what we do with our senior gradings and with our black belt test, we actually do have our senior grading happening next Saturday. So that's the 7th of March, over in Thorpe Arch. So please, if you're interested in coming and having a look, then feel free to come check it out. It's one of these things that I will never, ever, ever forget my black belt grading. It, like I've said numerous times, it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And I think any other martial artist you speak to should say the same. And that's why you earn it. That's why it's worth having it. And that's why I take so much pride in wearing my black belt, because I know that I've fully earned that. So yeah, like I said, I think that I've taught you guys a little bit about that black belt grading, and it is on the 7th of March. If you guys were interested in come checking it out. So I hope you have a fantastic day, and I'll speak to you all soon.